With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm happy that you've joined me for the next hour of inspiring listening. Our vacation plans may have changed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but as we greet the summer season, on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to music to inspire relaxation and meditation, to transport us beyond the world of coronavirus to a place of tranquility. Beautiful music by Talis, Fauré, Briggs, Paulus, and others. We'll begin with gentle organ music by Percy Whitlock. His folk tune comes from a set of 5 short pieces composed in 1929. Its musical language is reflective of his mentors, Stanford, Vaughan Williams, and Harris. Organist David Heller plays the Letourneau organ at Christ Church United Methodist in Louisville, Kentucky.
Thank you.
The Wells Cathedral Choir sang an arrangement by Indra Hughes of a hymn by David Evans, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. Malcolm Archer directed, with Rupert Goff accompanying. We began with organ music by Percy Whitlock. David Heller performed Folk Tune on the organ of Christ Church United Methodist in Louisville. The ancient Compline hymn, Te Lucis Ante Terminum, is next, in a setting that alternates the plain chant with a rich five-part setting by English Renaissance composer Thomas Tallis. It was likely written while he served in the Chapel Royal during Queen Elizabeth's reign. The Georgia State University singers are directed by Deanna Joseph. Te Lucis Ante Terminum, or To Thee Before the Close of Day, by Thomas Tallis. The Georgia State University singers were directed by Deanna Joseph. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Words of George Herbert are set in our next selection, The Call, by Richard Lloyd. He composed this setting in 1994 as a thank you to the Choir of York Minster, for whom he served as acting master of the music during a sabbatical leave by Philip Moore. The Choir of York Minster is led in this recording by Robert Sharp. Robert Sharp led the choir of York Minster in The Call by Richard Lloyd. Be Thou a Smooth Way sets a portion of a second-century prayer by Carmina Gadelica, translated by Alexander Carmichael. The music is by Ralph Johnson, an active composer and church musician in the Twin Cities area. He studied composition at the University of Minnesota, and before that at St. Olaf College, whose St. Olaf Choir sings in this recording. Anton Armstrong conducts.
Thank you.
Be Thou a Smooth Way by Ralph Johnson. The St. Olaf Choir and Orchestra were led by Anton Armstrong. Music of Gabriel Fauré is next as we listen to the Agnus Dei movement from his Requiem Opus 48. Stephen Clebury leads the choir of King's College, Cambridge, accompanied by the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment.
Thank you.
Agnus Dei from Requiem Opus 48 by Gabriel Fauré. The choir of King's College, Cambridge, and Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment were led by Stephen Clebury. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Dan Locklear's suite for organ titled Rubrics is inspired by portions of text from the Episcopal Book of Common Prayer that give instructions for the conduct of liturgy. It's a rather unique concept, and we'll listen to the fourth of the five movements, The Peace May Be Exchanged. Alan Morrison performs on the Dobson organ in Verizon Hall in Philadelphia. Alan Morrison played The Peace May Be Exchanged from the suite Rubrics by Dan Locklear. He performed on the Fred J. Cooper Memorial Organ at Verizon Hall in Philadelphia. Psalm 121 receives a ravishingly beautiful setting in our next selection, I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes by English-American composer David Briggs. Stephen Layton conducts the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge in this performance.
Thank you.
I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes by David Briggs. The choir of Trinity College, Cambridge was led by Stephen Layton. Claudio Monteverdi introduced new styles of composition to both sacred music and opera in the late Renaissance and early Baroque, and his work had a great influence throughout Europe from his position as Maestro di Cappella at St. Mark's in Venice. His music exhibits his belief that music is in service to the word. His setting of the somewhat lengthy Psalm 112, Beatus Vir, moves beyond the earlier style of purely polyphonic writing by adding instruments, in this case two violins, cello, and organ. The Choir of New College, Oxford sings, directed by Edward Higginbottom.
Oh.
Beatus Vir by Claudio Monteverdi was performed by the choir of New College, Oxford, directed by Edward Higginbottom. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A lovely poem by Walter de la Mare provided clear inspiration to composer Stephen Paulus as he wrote When Music Sounds. The text, along with the rich musical language of Stephen Paulus, gives evidence of music's power to soothe and heal. The true Concord voices are led by Eric Holton.
Oh.
Eric Holton led True Concord Voices in When Music Sounds by Stephen Paulus on words by Walter de la Mare. A lovely, serene setting of the Lord's Prayer is next, composed by Scott Perkins for the Christchurch Schola Cantorum of Rochester, New York. The monotone soloist who declaims the text throughout is surrounded by richly moving harmonies in the choir in response to each phrase. We'll hear a performance by the Da Capo Choir, directed by Brett Allen Judson. Soloist is Joe Twist. The Lord's Prayer, as set by Scott Perkins. We heard the Da Capo Choir with soloist Joe Twist. Brett Allen Judson conducted. The hymn tune St. Botolph by Gordon Slater sets words of Bernard of Clairvaux in the hymn Jesu the Very Thought of Thee. We'll listen to an arrangement by Paul Halley sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario. Noel Edison conducts with Paul Halley at the organ.
Thank you.
Jesu, the Very Thought of Thee, arranged by Paul Halley and sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Ellora. Noel Edison conducted. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to usher in the more relaxed time of summer. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.